But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Anybody know that the word has validity? That anything you need is in the word.
Welcome to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. For the next 30 minutes, get ready for some dynamic teaching, preaching, and insight on the word of God that will guide you to your destiny as a believer. At the end of the broadcast, information will be given about their church location and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. Now let's join the Excellence in Ministry broadcast already in progress.
I come before you, Lord, with a humble heart. I seek your face a long night, set myself apart from the things that I once knew. I thought I could make it through all by myself. Now I'm realizing,
Jesus, you are all I need.
Jesus, you're all I need.
Reciting the 100th Psalm, I heard myself when I got to verse number 3, know ye that the Lord, he is God. And in both sessions I said, not that he was God, he is God. Anybody glad about that? That God is God. And as I heard myself say that he is God. I heard that is like I've never heard it before. And I got to tell you, Dr. Armstrong, I am absolutely intrigued with that little big word is. Because the implications of is intrigue me so much that I sought to discover what the etymological derivation of the word is. Now, since I could not determine how is derived, I thought it would be at least good to know how is defined. Let the word church say is. Is just means is. Is defined as the present state of being. That's what it means. It is the present state of being. And I thought about that. It occurred to me that everybody is dealing today with their isness. You're dealing with your isness. So I thought I ought to come by and minister to us about our isness as it relates to God's isness. And what I've determined and what I rose to tell you today is the fact is that no matter what your is, the fact that God is supersedes, transcends, and overcomes whatever your is. Lord have mercy. That's what I want to tell you. Can I say that again? The fact of the matter is that no matter what your is, the fact that God is supersedes, transcends, and overcomes whatever your is. Yeah. Somebody said, and I like the way the old preacher put it, that God was before there ever was or was and shall be when that which was shall be no more. Well, the fact that God is means that whatever is overcome by the fact that God is, so much so that what is ain't. Well, Lord have mercy. Is defined as your present state of being. And you're looking at your present state of being right now, and your present state of being is really what it is. It is a fact that your present state of being may be that you're going through a sickness. That's what it is. It may be that your present state of being is that you're going through unemployment. And that's what it is. It may be that your present state of being is that right now you're broke. That's what it is. It may be that your present state of being is that you got all hell breaking loose in your house. That's what it is. It may be that the present state of being in your life is that you don't know what tomorrow holds, and that's what it is. And the present state of being is that as you look at the world, the present state of being is that there are wars and rumors of war, and that's what it is. But no matter what is, the fact that God is still supersedes even that. You look at this psalm. I'm almost through. Psalm 100. And we don't know who the writer of this psalm is, but whoever the psalmist is in Psalm 100, the psalmist is calling the children of Israel, the people of God, to celebrate God. Why? We celebrate the fact that God is. And I don't know how you feel about it. That's enough to celebrate. Just the fact that God is. And so the psalmist is saying to God's people, in spite of what you're facing, in spite of what you're going through, in spite of what you may be feeling right now, in spite of the fact that the rich in this country are still getting richer while the poor are getting poorer, in spite of the fact that there may be violence and oppression in the land, in spite of the fact that you may be sick in your body and you have pain and you're going through turmoil and tragedy, in spite of all of that, the psalmist is still telling the people of God that you still got to do what? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. And what he's saying is that no matter what you're going through as a child of God, you still need to make some noise. That's right. That's I mean, you still want to make some noise because you are a child of God. You want to make some noise. You're sick in your body, still make some noise. You got pain going on in your life, still make some noise. You don't know what tomorrow holds, but you ought to still make some noise. Anybody came to make some noise, I dare you to shout, hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And that goes for everybody, no matter who you are, rich or poor, black or white, young or old, sick or healthy. You want to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. And not only should you make a joyful noise unto the Lord, you know what else you want to do? You want to serve the Lord with gladness. I mean, you want to serve the Lord and be glad about it. If you want to serve the Lord, you might as well be glad. Anybody glad about serving the Lord? Because I serve the Lord and I'm glad about it. Serve the Lord with gladness. And he says, come before his presence with singing. And he goes on to say, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. And I love this because, again, you and I are dealing with our isness. And the isness that we're going through is, in fact, our present state of being. But God is still worthy of our praise. And that's why we got to enter to his court, the gates, with thanksgiving. And we ought to enter to his courts with praise. And we ought to be thankful unto him. And we ought to bless his name. Well, somebody is saying, well, Pastor, that doesn't make any sense at all. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I'm facing. You don't know what I heard. You don't know what people are saying about me. You don't know what I'm up against. You know what's up against me. My back is against the wall. My money is funny. My chains are strange. And you're telling me to do what? Well, the truth of the matter is that Moses found himself in the same place, asking the same question. Because he was at a point in his life, you think about the story of Moses, that Moses was a fugitive. And now he finds himself, after having a lofty experience, now feeding sheep on the backside of a mountain. And as he is feeding sheep on the backside of the mountain, he's also thinking about his life. He's thinking about his hurt. He's thinking about the oppression of his people. He's thinking about what he's done, and he feels like a complete failure. And as he's thinking about all that he and his people are going through, all of a sudden he is summoned by the voice coming out of a bush that was burning, but yet not being consumed. And you know what that voice said to Moses? Take off your shoes, for the place that you're standing is holy ground. And then he tells Moses, gives him assignment, that I want you to go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And then Moses saying, well, if I go, who should I say sent me? I don't even know what your name is. If it's Pharaoh, ask me who sent me, what should I tell him? He said, you tell him that I am who I am. And I've come by to tell you that the amness of God is like the isness of God. That God is saying that I am who I will to be. I am what you need me to be. I am what you would allow me to be. As a matter of fact, you need me to be a bridge over troubled water. I am. If you need me to be a doctor in a sick room, I am. If you need me a lawyer in a courtroom, I am. If you need me to be a mother when you're mothers, I am. If you need me to be a father when I'm fatherless, I am. If you need me to be bread on your table, I am. If you need me to be money in your pocket, I am. Anybody who came to celebrate the amness of God, which is the same thing as the isness of God. And whatever you need him to be, he is God. And so what Moses had come to know, and what the people of God have come to understand, that God says that I am. And so he says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that have made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. So enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. I'm going to tell you why. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. at his truth endures to all generation. You just miss your shout cue. That the fact that God is, somebody say God is. Well, what is God? I'm going to tell you what God is. From the psalm is tailored to teach us that God is always good. The first point. Let the church say God is always good. God is always good because the essence of God is love, and God can't help but be good. And I've come by here to make an announcement that God is good. Can I say that again? Y'all don't know what I'm just saying. God is good
all the time.
God is good
all the time.
God is good. And all the time, God is good. Anybody glad that God is good? God is always good.
Praise 100.9 and 92.7 listeners. Get ready for a minute with the doctor.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. The word of God says in Psalm 34, verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. People of God, are you excited about God? Not for what he can do for you or what he can do for others, but because he is God. This scripture denotes a perpetual acknowledgement of audible praise to the Most High, to the point where only pleasing Him is the principal goal. If you recognize God for His omnipotent sovereign power, you can rest assured that any problem that needs solving, or any blessing you will receive, will be a direct result of a continuous praise to our God. Please come join us at Little Rock AME Zion Church for our Sunday morning worship experience at 10 a.m. For more details, call 704-334-3782 or visit our website, www.littlerockamezion.org.
Anybody ever notice how it is that God has to supply the earth both with sunshine and rain? It can't be sunshine all the time. It's got to rain sometimes. When God gets to mixing up the sunshine and rain, guess what? It's good. When God gets through mixing up your sunshine with your rain, it's got to rain sometimes. But when God gets through with it, it comes out good. Because Paul says, and we know that all things work together for good to them who love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. So whatever God does is good. As I said last week, if God heals me, good. If it doesn't heal me, it's still good. If God pays this bill, it's good. If it doesn't pay it, it's still good. If God saves me from foreclosure, it's good. If it doesn't save me from foreclosure, it's still good. If God gives me a job, it's good. If God does not give me that job, it's still good. Because when God gets through, it all works together for good. I've come by here to let the church know that God is a good God. God is a great God. He can do anything but fail. He has moved so many mountains out of my way. And I've come by here to tell you that God is a wonderful, 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 wonderful God. Give God praise. You know God's good. Yes, God is. God is what? God is always good. The psalmist said, for the Lord is good. Oh, my God. And then he said, his mercy is everlasting. Well, not only is God always good, God is always merciful. Let the church say, God is always merciful. God is always merciful. Please do not take that for granted. Because the word mercy means that God is always loving. And what you need to understand about that is that, you know, while grace is God giving us what we don't deserve, mercy is God not giving us what we do deserve. Now, see, don't be all in my business. Think about you. Think about your business. Think about the things that you did that you shouldn't do. Think about the things that you said that you shouldn't say. Think about the places you've been that you shouldn't have gone. Think about the way you felt that you shouldn't feel. And aren't you glad that God is merciful? Because if God was not merciful, none of us will be here to report about it. Because he would just wipe us off the face of the earth. He could do it with just one word. We all could be gone. But anybody glad that God still forgives you and that he is merciful. He keeps showing his love. That's why I got excited this morning as we sang the hymn, "Great is thy," you know, morning by morning, new mercies I see. I mean, I wake up, I had mercies last night. When I woke up this morning, I had some new mercies. Anybody glad you had some new mercies? Because we keep on doing stuff. We keep on messing up. We keep on saying things. We keep on feeling a certain kind of way. But aren't you glad about God's mercy? That every time we mess up, he forgives you again. Every time you fall, he picks you up again. Every time you get dirty, he cleans you again. Every time you get empty, he fills you again. Anybody glad he does it again? He loves me again. He lifts me again. He holds me again. He fixes me again. He cleanses me again. Again, 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 and again. Anybody glad he looks beyond your faults and he sees your need in spite of your weakness and your wanderings, in spite of your sins and your shortcomings, in spite of your trials and your tribulations, in spite of your habits and your heartaches, in spite of his mercy is everlasting. His mercy never runs out. I'm so glad his mercy never runs out. How do you know, preacher? I'm so glad you asked that question. I was sinking deep in sin. I was far from the peaceful shore, very deeply. I was stained within. I was sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters he lifted me. Now save, save am I. It was love that lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. God's love lifted me. And he looked beyond my faults and he saw my every need. Give God praise if you know that God is always good. Give God praise if you know that God is always merciful. Anybody glad that God is merciful? Hallelujah. And his mercies are new every morning. But the third thing that I'm through. Not only is God is good. God is always good. Not only is God always merciful. But the psalmist said his mercy is everlasting. And this is it. And his truth endures to all generations. So not only is God always good, not only is God always merciful, but the God that we serve is always faithful. He is always faithful. I'm through when I tell you. We praise God today because he is faithful. And what we mean by that, whatever God says he will do, he does. Is there a witness in this place? And whatever God promised, he will perform. Is there a witness in this place? I don't mean to get out on your business, but has there ever been a time in your life? I got to talk to somebody who's doubting today. I got to talk to somebody who's troubled today. I got to talk to somebody who is struggling with a diagnosis today. I'm talking to somebody who's going through today. And I need to arouse your memory. Is there ever a time that God has let you down? Don't fool me now. Don't fool me now. I don't want to get all in your business, but is there ever a time in your life that God has ever let you down? I need you to answer me. Is there ever a time in your life that God has let you down? Is there ever a time in your life that you call him, he did not answer? Well, if you answered last time, I checked the obituary page this morning, and I didn't see God's name there. He's still alive, and he's still able, and he's still faithful. If he did it before, he'll do it again. If he blessed you before, he'll bless you again. If he healed you before, he'll heal you again, because God is faithful. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. If you know he's faithful, say yes, he is. He's faithful. And the psalmist says that his truth endures to all generations. Can I tell you something? That my great-great-great-granddaddy, actually preached this sermon. And my great-great-granddaddy heard him preach this sermon. And he said that the Lord is mercy that endures forever. And my great-granddaddy preached this sermon. And he said that God is faithful. And my great-granddaddy preached this sermon. And he said that God is faithful. And my granddaddy preached this sermon. He said that God is faithful. And I heard my dad preach this sermon. And he says he's faithful. And I'm preaching today this sermon. I'm saying that he's faithful. And my children hear me preach this sermon. And they're going to tell you that God is faithful. And my grandchildren, Dylan and Malia, can preach this sermon. And they can tell you that he's faithful. And I believe that their children are going to preach this sermon. And they're going to say it's faithful. And their children will say he's faithful. And their children will say he's faithful. And their children will say he's faithful. That he's faithful for all generations. Anybody glad about that? He will stay faithful. He will always be faithful. And that's why I know that he's faithful. I've come by here just to attest and affirm that no matter what your ears is, that God is. God is. God is the joy and the strength of my life. He moves all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me. He never, ever comes short of his word. I've got to fast and pray, stay in his narrow way. I've got to keep my life clean every day. I want to go with him when he comes back. I've come too far and I won't turn back. I rose to tell you that God is. God is. God is. God is. What is God? God is my refuge and strength. God is my company keeper. God is my light and salvation. God is my shepherd. God is my joy. God is my battle axe in a time of a battle. God is my rock in a weary land and a shelter in a time of storm. God is my God. God is my Lord. God is my friend. God is bread on my table. God is money in my pocket. God is my protection. God is my provider. God is my all and my all.
Thank you for tuning in to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. If you are new to the area and seeking a church home, please feel free to come by our location, 401 North McDowell Street, just minutes from Uptown Charlotte. Our order of services are as follows: 9 a.m. Sunday School, 10 a.m. Morning Service, 12 noon Wednesday Midday Bible Study, and 7 p.m. Evening Bible Study. Also, if you were blessed by today's message and want to obtain a copy in its entirety, call 704-334-3782. That's 704-334-3782. If you want to know more about what's going on at Little Rock, you can visit us on the web at littlerockamezion.org. Little Rock AME Zion Church is a ministry with so much to offer. They have ministries for adults and children, choirs, missions, and outreach that helps inside the church and the community as a whole. And of course, this radio broadcast where God is glorified, Jesus is magnified, the people are edified, faith is fortified, and ministry is multiplied. Be blessed and tune in next week for the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker on WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 and PraiseCharlotte.com.
You can listen to the word by going to www.PraiseCharlotte.com. Podcast tab on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, where you will discover podcasts designed to inspire, motivate, and entertain. Praise listeners, log on to www.PraiseCharlotte.com and click on the podcast tab and hear the word. Also, if your ministry wants to be a part of the Praise podcast family, here's your opportunity. Slots are available. Call 704-548-7854. That's 704-548-7854.